Russia's energy minister goes to Tehran. Russian officials meet with OPEC in Vienna. And Moscow and Saudi Arabia battle for market share in Europe. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical Podcast here at RFRL. I'm all alone in the studio today, as both Steve and Pavel are unavailable. So here's a brief rundown of some of the things I am keeping an eye on this week. And for now, it's energy that's in the spotlight. Russia's energy minister, Alexander Novak, is due to visit Tehran on October 21st. And with sanctions about to be lifted in Iran, Moscow is keen to assure that it will continue to be a major trading partner for Tehran. Officials from both countries say they would like to increase their bilateral trade volume to $10 billion a year. And along those lines, Lukoil, Russia's second largest oil producer, is in talks with the National Iranian Oil Company to return to Iran. And for its part, Iran wants Russia to build more nuclear power plants in the country. But in addition to cooperation, there's also potential for a lot of competition between Iran and Russia. Iran's the world's third largest natural gas producer, and once sanctions are lifted and Iranian gas comes online, it could turn out to be a major competitor to Russia in the European and Asian markets. Novak's visit to Tehran comes in the same day that Russian energy officials will meet with OPEC officials in Vienna. Russia has been trying, unsuccessfully so far, to persuade OPEC to cut production in order to boost sagging oil prices. But that effort has been undermined by fierce competition between Russia and Saudi Arabia for market share in Europe and Asia. As both Moscow and Riyadh have sought new customers, each has raised production to lock in markets. But that situation has created a paradox for Russia. If it doesn't raise output, it risks losing market share to Saudi Arabia. But if it does raise output, it puts additional downward pressure on prices, harming its own economy in the process. A solution, of course, would be to get OPEC to agree to mutual cuts in production, something the cartel has thus far been unwilling to do. We'll see if they'll be willing to do it in talks this week, although I have my doubts. Russia's economy rests on two pillars, oil and gas, and both will be in the spotlight this week. Well, it's a short one this week. That's all we have time for today. You have been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories making news in Russia. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical Podcast. Join us again next week when hopefully I won't be so lonely. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.